Turning to world news, Zimbabwe's main opposition leader insisted that he has won presidential elections outright and was not negotiating to ease out President Robert Mugabe, who has led Zimbabwe from liberation to economic ruin. Morgan Tsvangirai said yesterday at his first news conference since Saturday's elections that he was waiting on an official announcement of election results before he would enter any discussions with Mugabe. Dennis Benton is a retired BBC Africa correspondent and current spokesperson for the Zimbabwe Vigil in London. He spoke to Chris Altieri about the future of the country.
The feeling among some people who know the situation well, that his days are numbered and that he'll be gone pretty soon. The neighbouring countries, though they might initially express some sort of resigned satisfaction with that there's been no violence during the elections, will nevertheless be shocked at the depth to which Mugabe has stooped in rigging this election, and we can expect some pressure from them for change.
What needs now to be done? What can be done to repair the damage that the Mugabe regime has wrought on Zimbabwean society?
The prospects for Zimbabwe, I don't think, are as bleak as some people make out. The infrastructure has been severely eroded, yes. But what Zimbabwe has is the natural raw materials, which many people abroad will be happy to invest in the country. For instance, it has one of the largest platinum producers in the world. This is an increasingly important commodity. It's been completely underdeveloped because of the political situation there. There's a lot of raw materials of all kinds, and not to mention the agricultural potential. Once the land is restored to productive use. So people will be prepared to put money in.